Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The NBA talk and conversation continues with Steve Kyler from Basketball Insiders. So what can Chicago get if, you know, they're looking to make a move with Rondo? You know, what's his value? What is his worth? Because, you know, defenses really don't respect his jump shot, and he has declined. He has regressed.
Yeah, his game doesn't suit the way the NBA has played. It hasn't for quite a while. And I think the bigger issue is not so much Rondo the player, it's Rondo the person.
Okay, right.
You know, since leaving Boston, you know, it was a train wreck in Dallas. And, you know, kind of the worst kept secret in Dallas was not only did they send him home before the playoffs, they didn't give him a playoff share. The players on the roster voted to keep money from him. Mm-hmm. You know, that's your peers saying you're not very good. Then he goes to Sacramento, and I think he played a little better in Sacramento, but they had a desperate need for a point guard. They didn't even call him back. So, you know, and when you look at the way the deal was structured in Chicago, it was announced as a two-year deal, but it was really a one-year deal because they weren't willing to commit to him. So you're talking about a guy that, you know, now three franchises have really run away from in a pretty, you know, public way, you know, and he's owed $14 million against the cap. So that's a tough deal to move. I don't think the Bulls can move him. I'm sure they would love to move him, but I'm not sure anybody wants that guy in their locker room.
Let me back up for a moment. We were talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're looking to add some depth in terms of and a veteran playmaker, you know, in that backup point guard position. Could, you know, potentially, I mean, would they look at maybe a Rajon Rondo or, you know, I've even heard what Deron Williams or even Jameer Nelson.
Yeah, if any of those guys were to get bought out, I think that's the real thing. At what point do the Chicago Bulls go, okay, we can't trade him, we just need to get him off the roster, or will you take a little bit less than what you're owed to find another situation? You know, that's something that the Dallas Mavericks will probably look at with Deron Williams. You know, and again, it's a lot of franchises will do this, is we couldn't trade you, we don't have a role for you, we don't want to hold you hostage because you're under contract, you work out the buyout and you part ways as friends. You know, I think that that's likely what's going to happen with Rajon Rondo, and then all bets are off when you're getting the guy for basically the prorated minimum, and you're just bringing him in to be kind of maybe what you're part of doing for a playoff push, you know, maybe. But again, I kind of go back to, you know, the way it ended with the Dallas Mavericks. I'm not sure there are very many coaches that see Rajon Rondo as the answer to the problem.
Okay, Steve Kyler with us. Just a few more minutes at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Check him out, basketballinsiders.com. So we've been out east. Let's head out west. Let's talk about the Los Angeles Lakers. Are they close to starting to get back on track? What direction are they headed?
Well, the wrong direction, I think, is probably the right way to put it. I mean, I think they're looking a little bit better, but they've now climbed into the basement of the Western Conference. And you know, this was a team that a month ago was kind of right around the playoff picture. You know, in mid-December, they were talking, you know, fans were going, hey, we're going to make the playoffs. And they've really kind of started to show their age. There's consistency issues. They're not nearly as good defensively as they were. And, you know, the young guy stuff is starting to surface with them. And, you know, I think they had a couple of players that were overachieving a little bit earlier in the season. But, you know, very much like we were talking about with Cleveland Cavaliers, eventually the 82-game schedule separates the haves from the have-nots. And, you know, the Lakers just don't have enough yet. You know, the question becomes, you know, do they try to rush this thing and pull the trigger on a trade? You know, there's rumblings that the Lakers might be willing to do that. You know, certainly some of the free agent deals they did in the offseason, the big money for Lou Alding, the big money for Timothy Mozgov, haven't yielded quite what they were hoping for. The team is still very young. Lou Williams is playing well. Nick Young has been playing well. The teams that are maybe going somewhere view those guys favorably. So I think we'll see what the Lakers are going to do. But, you know, if you remember, Jim Buss made the proclamation that if he didn't get this thing moving in the right direction towards a championship, he was going to step down. This is the year that's supposed to happen.
So is there anything, we've heard a lot of talk this week, too, about, you know, that Kobe Bryant, could he provide some on-court perspective and maybe accelerate this process, what we're talking about? I mean,
Kobe's come out and kind of clarified what he feels. You know, Kobe's really got the movie bug. He's really working on, you know, becoming a media mogul, if you will. He said he's always there to help the Lakers organization and, you know, he's glad to pick up the phone, but he doesn't have a lot of interest in coming in and kind of a leadership type or, you know, executive type role. But we had heard, you know, there was a well-publicized report that Jeannie Buss, who runs the Lakers on behalf of the Buss family, was, you know, seeking advice and input from a lot of different places and trying to understand really what needed to happen next for the team. And I think we're at a crossroads with the Lakers where, you know, maybe this rebuild isn't going to go the way they hoped it was going to go. And they're going to make changes along the front office, which would mean Jim Buss being out, maybe even Mitch Kupchak being out, and new leadership being brought in to kind of skip for the next part. So we'll see what happens, but I do think that, you know, the Lakers have kind of settled into maybe who they really are versus who they were maybe early in the season when they just came out and were just so aggressive and so motivated. I think that the schedule's caught up to them a little bit.
Okay, Luke Walton in his first year as the head coach of the Lakers. Give us a sense of what you think his frustration level is and just the kind of job that you think he's doing, Steve.
I love the job. I mean, I think that, you know, he came in with the right idea, and I think this was the right way to go. If you remember the Lakers, you know, the last couple of years have been swinging for the fences on free agents, you know, trying to get one more championship out of the group that was there. And now that Kobe's gone, they just accepted it's time to rally around the young guys. And they brought in a young coach and Luke Walton, who hadn't done it before. And their mindset was, we're just going to come in and create a culture that's about coming to work every day. You know, get in the gym early, stay in the gym late, let's play together, let's be a team, have a good vibe and a good energy. And he's really put a lot of that in.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk to people who've been around the Lakers, you know, all season, the attitude and the atmosphere is incredibly positive, but they're just not having a lot of success. And when you're a Luke Walton, who was part of championship teams as a player and then part of the ride that is the Golden State Warriors, this is the most losses and most frustrating losses he's had to endure in a really long time. And, you know, he's joked about the fact that sometimes he's got to keep it in perspective that the job here isn't about winning basketball games this season. It's about setting this team up to win basketball games in the future. And that means learning some hard lessons. And that's really what the Lakers have been doing under Walton, is learning some really tough lessons.
Steve Kyler always providing some good perspective. Basketball Insiders, check him out, basketballinsiders.com. Thanks so much, Steve. Happy New Year, and we look forward to another conversation.
Anytime, Alyssa.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.